Hi everyone, it's Chloe and
Paige, hey, I'm here too.
and we are back with another episode of Two Girls in a Press Pass podcast. Today's topic is going to be conspiracy theories. How excited
I'm so excited. I'm also just so excited that we are inside.
I know, yes, we're inside. You can't hear screaming, laughing,
No.
joy, no, nothing.
No,
None of
just the
that.
sound of our voice.
Yes, so we are here and we are ready
I'm so ready.
chat.
I have been waiting for a reason to bring this up, and there's just not a casual reason to bring this up at work for.
There always is.
You're
We're
right.
the only people that work here.
You're right. Actually, you're right. So, one of my favorite conspiracies ever, 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 ever is the long-time running joke of like the birds work for the bourgeoisie vine that was made like forever ago. And then everyone just kept keeps being like, no, birds are robots, actually. They're not real.
So,
No birds.
how do you feel about that?
It's real. No
No
birds.
birds.
No birds.
No
Birds
birds.
don't exist.
No, they're not real. They're not real.
Except emus. Emus do exist.
Right, because of the Emu War.
The Emu War of Australia. So they
Right.
are real.
Yeah,
Just know.
that took them out. So,
Yeah, they
yeah.
were real. Not anymore.
Well, I think they're still real
They are
because
still
the
real, yeah.
emus took out the Australians.
Yeah, they did win the war.
So that's embarrassing.
Let us know if you guys want me to do a full explanation of the Emu War. I would love that.
She would love that.
I would.
So do you believe that all birds or just some birds?
Well, I personally, I would say some birds. Like specifically, like I don't think.
Like, do you believe it for real or not?
Okay, here's the thing. So out where we're at, because we're like Cass County boonies out here,
The boonies.
I don't think they're sending out those. But
No.
when I was in Dallas, the amount of pigeons I saw and the weirdness that they just give off,
Yeah.
they're not real. That girl back there is not real. Have you seen that? It's
No, that's valid.
There's too many.
And
They're too fat.
they're too cognizant, you know? They're
Exactly.
way too like aware.
Yes.
Same with like New York and like
Yes.
Chicago.
Yes.
And they like walk on the sidewalks.
Same with like the squirrels up there. I think
Yeah.
they're little cousins, robot
Yeah.
cousins.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one.
Do you have a favorite conspiracy?
I do, but it's not allowed to be said on the podcast.
Come on. Be brave.
My favorite conspiracy theory is probably JFK assassination.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to hear more. I'm interested.
I'm like a grassy knoll kind of girl myself.
See, I when the when I went to Dallas, because I only went like twice in college because I had friends that lived out there. One of the times we were just driving around and they were like, "See that X on the road we're about to pass?" And I was like, "Yeah, why?" They were like, "That's where JFK got shot." And I was like, "I'm
Oh my
sorry.
gosh.
I'm sorry." They put an X marks the spot.
X marks the spot, but yeah. But basically, the grassy knoll is where there's like a second gunman on the grassy knoll over there of the Dealey Plaza. And they were in it. Some people think it was the CIA.
See, I've heard that
But the
too.
real, like the guy Oswald, I think Lee Harvey Oswald, that they arrested was like on the sixth floor of like a hotel building. But like, I don't know, man, that trajectory don't line up to me.
And also, to go see that room is $200. You have to pay to go through the museum and then pay extra to go to the window. It's a little money-making scheme. They
Love
said
that.
the grassy knoll's not going to make it so much money. A window?
No, that will do
People
it.
will, for some reason, pay to go up there and see
Yeah.
it.
I paid to go into Abraham Lincoln's. I went to Ford's Theater.
I would do that, actually.
It was, well, so the actually it was genuinely so terrifying.
Really?
So I Ford's Theater was fine, but then across the street is that it's like a hotel. Well, it was, and it's where they like carried him over there and he like died over there. And
They
like the
carried him to a hotel.
Yeah, just to like get him out of the theater. It's like just across the street.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a hotel. I don't know. But yeah. Like all of the stuff there, it's like still the same. And like the bed is the same bed. And like there's like blood on the pillowcases.
Eerie.
It's so creepy.
Ew.
Like I went in there because my mom was waiting in line for the tickets and she was like, just go in there and check it out. Literally by myself, I went in there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It was really
Were you trying
scary.
To make it into an escape room?
I don't know. That's what it felt like. Because I didn't know it was going to be like that.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, you know, that's part of the museum or whatever. And I was like, oh, cool.
Right.
Like, you know. Let and they were see. Like, it comes with your tickets. You can check it out at any time. So I was like, sick. Guess I'll check it out. And I did. And it was scary. It was really scary. I don't know. Would I go back? Probably.
Probably.
But, yeah. I don't know. So.
That's fair. That's fair.
But hey, it didn't cost me any extra.
See? That one's not as fishy.
I don't know. Yeah.
JFK, a little bit fishy.
A little bit suspicious.
A little bit suspicious.
Yeah, we did this like whole unit on JFK.
Really?
Yeah, my freshman year. It was like kind of insane.
That's weird.
Yeah. My teacher was low-key weird, so
yeah.
He, like, made us watch, like, the video, like,
over oh.
Over. Yeah. It was weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, anyways.
That's a decision.
It was a choice, for
it
sure.
It was a choice.
It was yeah. a choice, but yep, yep, whatever. Yep. We've moved fast, we've but moved the fast. Conspiracy theory lives on.
It does.
And I'd say that's probably my favorite, because, I don't know, just, like, studying the government
mm-hmm.
is my favorite thing to
no,
do ever.
Fair.
No, I'm just kidding. But it is kind of interesting, like,
it is.
To me. I don't know.
It definitely is.
But what are some other solid ones?
Ooh, one of my other favorites is the Bermuda Triangle and just yes. the, like, whole, like, and I don't even know if this is a conspiracy or, like, it counts as one, but, like, it just, like, it's so intriguing to me that they were, like, you know, we just, like, every time we send someone over this, you know, plot of land over the ocean, you know, we lose them. Why don't we send one more? And then
just
they're like, man, we lost him. Let's send one more. And then they did that for, like, 50 years.
We need to go back.
I think we should start doing
we
it again.
We need to bring it back.
But that's the thing, is now there's cruise ships that go to the Bermuda Island, and they mm-hmm. they go through the Bermuda Triangle.
And they come back?
And they come back. Like, it's been going on less lately for boats, not for planes. Planes still go missing all the time.
Well, what they need to do is send, like, a drone out there.
That's what I'm saying.
Duh, we have advanced technology.
No, literally.
Genius.
There's like, literally a just wire thing under the water that just has, like, 50 wires under it, and it goes completely under the water, and it's, like, the I don't know what it's called. It's called, like, the internet line, and it's,
oh.
like, genuinely on the seafloor from
oh, okay.
the East Coast to Europe. Like, it's across the ocean.
Who put it there?
I don't remember. I think it was, like...
Where is the Bermuda Triangle?
So it's, like...
Is it there in the Atlantic?
Yes. Hmm. It's, like, northeast of New York.
I see.
But it is, like, in the middle of nowhere. So, like,
okay,
if they
yeah.
were gonna, like, record it, I think they'd have to, like, put up one of those buoy thingies
mm-hmm.
and put a camera on that rather than, like, a drone being able to get there.
They could do both.
That's true.
Well, because apparently it doesn't get boats anymore.
Exactly.
It just gets planes, so you need something to fly over
But
it.
That's my thing. Why is it still getting planes? Why are there still planes going missing in the Bermuda Triangle? And we do all of these,
it's government
like,
set up. No,
well,
I'm
like,
just kidding.
Well, like, you know how, like, we are always, like, constantly, like, looking under the ocean and finding
yeah,
old things?
Yeah,
and
but not
like,
really, though.
And not really. Why not? I don't
well,
like
that's
that.
That's the thing, because that's the, when people are like, only 5% of the ocean's been
Dude,
discovered. Like,
I
do not mess
up.
With me.
I eat that up.
I hate that.
The fact that NASA used to discover the
right.
ocean, and then they said, you know what? Let's go to space.
Why?
Why'd you
Why?
Do that? Why did you do that? No. What did you find down there? Was it the Megalodon?
Was it the Bermuda Triangle?
Was it the Bermuda Triangle?
Why did I say it like that? Ew. But
no, I love
I'm
that
saying, we need to send something over there.
Mm-hmm. Not
I'm
a submarine, though.
No, well, because it's not going to get it.
No. The orcas will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to send a drone. Anyways.
Yes.
That will be my thing. Like, if I
yeah.
ever, you know, get famous or mm-hmm. whatever, when this podcast makes me famous, I'm going to insist mm-hmm. that someone mm-hmm. send a drone over the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be like, I don't care what we need to do. I want to get another research team mm-hmm. looking at the ocean.
Yeah. So I can podcast about it.
Exactly.
Like, hello. But, like,
can we make it to where it's, like, the UN doing it? And, like...
Right.
Is that what it... Not the UN.
The United Nations?
No, the, like, Organization for, like, International Waters and Things.
Oh, NOAA?
Yes. Like, I want to get them. I know a lot about NOAA. I want to get them and yeah. be like, listen, what's down there?
No, I want to get some private person to do it.
No, yeah.
Like
a personal investigator.
Like an average Joe.
Ooh.
Just to, like, do it for me.
Oh, just get, like, a random yeah. guy and just be like, hey.
Yeah. Because.
Go scuba diving.
No, go droning.
Go droning.
Well, apparently, I don't know if this is real, mm-hmm. but saw it on TikTok, so okay. it must be real.
Obviously.
I hate that people think that that's actually how, like.
I know. They think our whole generation does that. They're like, oh, I saw it. It's real.
But no. like, it's a joke. Anyways, so yeah. I saw that allegedly they have, like, uncovered a plane that is most likely Amelia Earhart's plane.
Where? And tell me all about it.
It's on some, off some island. I can't really remember where.
I feel like I've seen this somewhere too, but I cannot remember.
But it's like an aerial shot of it.
Mm-hmm,
it's like
mm-hmm.
in there. And I was kind of like, dang. Well, see, here's something I didn't know.
Okay, okay, right? okay.
So, and I don't, because I did like a TikTok deep dive on this.
Of course,
like,
as you
a couple
do.
Days ago.
Right.
But did you know that Amelia Earhart, she had someone else there with her.
Yeah, and she wasn't alone.
No, and his name was Fred, and he was the navigator. His body, his remains were found.
Huh?
Yeah, his bones washed up. They have some that they
now
think.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. And he died too, and no one ever talks about him.
Fred?
Yeah. Fred.
You mysterious man.
Fred, it's like Fred Newman or something.
What?
And he was the navigator.
Oh yeah. My God.
I know.
I didn't know she had a person with her.
Yeah.
Because, like, totally, totally side note, but, like, I did a story about a girl that flew with Amelia Earhart. Like, she raced mm-hmm. Amelia Earhart against the, like, the California to the Carolina
oh,
race
yeah.
thing where they, like, mm-hmm. fly all the way across country. And, like, I was wanting to meet with her so bad. And then she was like, I don't want to talk to you. And I was like, oh, okay.
I hate when that happens.
But I'm like, it, like, when I was writing that story, it made me realize, like, wait, she had to have had a crew. Like, just
yeah.
in general, like, a crew to make an airplane run. Mm-hmm. Like, it takes more than one person.
Right, yeah.
To do all the airplane stuff.
Yeah. But I found that out. And I guess, because they found his for sure.
Yeah.
But then they said that they found other remains that were most likely hers. Not recently. No, a while yeah. ago. But I don't know. Because no one ever talks about him. And yeah. I discovered that. And I was like, what?
Mm. Interesting. Interesting.
I know.
That reminds me of another random conspiracy that I have of the, like, giants in the world history of, like, the big rock in the Amazon that looks like a snake, and everyone's like, that's a snake. And there's, like, there's an elephant rock on some beach, but, like, it's like the Moana theory, like, the mountain lady, that there was,
oh,
like, these,
like,
big animals.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
And so there's, like, a bunch of big rocks that, like, look like things that everyone's like, oh, that was the thing. And I'm like...
Like Easter Island?
Yes.
It's just, like,
yeah.
seven giant men.
Yeah. But that, I don't think that's included. I'm not sure that one counts, but sure. Yeah.
I don't know how many there are.
I don't either.
Maybe more than seven. I don't know.
I feel like
well,
you're on to something with seven.
Speaking of...
Ooh.
The pyramids.
The pyramids, guys. Huh. What are your thoughts?
No way those things are man-made.
No way! Dude, no freaking way. And all the descriptions of them being like, no, they used a pulley to do it, and they used all these machines.
No, they didn't.
Even if they had those machines.
There's no way.
And one of my, like, favorite arguments for it is the fact that, like, the people that built the pyramids were slaves.
Yeah.
They were not being fed. They were not being taken care of. You're telling me they carried those huge rocks that far for that long, for that many years?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It was the aliens.
It was the aliens.
Well, and I don't even know.
Or at least someone else. It doesn't have to be an alien in particular, but it was definitely something someone not human.
Not
normal.
So that's another good one.
That is a good one. I forget about that one.
I like that one a lot.
I do too.
Because there aren't a lot. I mean, come on. I'm a conspiracy theory lover. Oh, yeah. I'll believe anything you tell me.
Oh, same.
I like literally.
I love it. I love it.
But one that I don't. The moon landing is fake. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
The moon landing is real.
The moon landing was totally real. Like, and like, I've seen a lot of the things of being like, but the flag was standing. And it's like,
okay.
Okay. No one's okay. Like, it, like, those arguments remind me a lot of like the flat earth arguments where I'm just
like, oh my gosh. It's like,
You went really far to try and make that one point seem like it was right.
Yeah.
And it still seems iffy.
Yeah. It's like there's one point that's like, maybe, but then there's a million points that are like, oh, it's definitely not fake.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, especially with the moon landing one, makes me mad because a lot of people are like, there's no way that, like, technology that we had that, like, because that was so advanced, like, so quickly. I'm like, do you, like, think about when the first phone came out.
No, literally.
To today.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't very long ago.
Yeah.
And now we have, like,
we had the Mars rover.
Right.
And it sang itself a sad happy birthday. And you're telling me we didn't go to the moon?
Come on. We went to the moon. Whatever.
Come on.
My man Neil did not do all that for this.
No.
My main man Neil Armstrong. He. Oh,
the man he was.
Man.
Is he dead?
For sure, yes.
Okay, I was going to say, he's got to be, right? Like, I can't say was.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But, flat earth, too. That's definitely not a thing.
Unfortunately, that's not one of the ones that get me. There's a lot that get me, though. I'm not gonna lie.
There is a lot that get me.
There's a lot.
But it's just, like, people try really hard. To me, it's like when it comes between science and human.
Yeah.
That it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, these things are, like, super weird, super mysterious. Mm-hmm. But when it's things like moon landing and, like, the way that the Earth works in the atmosphere, it's like, come on.
It's like there's genuinely hundreds of thousands of people that studied it at the time and millions since.
Yeah.
Like,
because, like, the whole idea of conspiracy theories is, like, an unknown something.
Right.
And, like, a discrepancy in the evidence. And it's just, like, that doesn't happen. Really.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, but I agree.
I thought that that was definitely a bit of a, I don't know. It's not really spooky, but it's a.
Yeah.
It's a little.
What's a spooky weird conspiracy? I'm trying to think of, like, Halloween conspiracy.
Because it's getting to be that time.
It is.
I don't think
really there's any, like, well, I guess, like, do you believe in, like, the woodland creatures that, like, aren't,
oh, for like mythical
creatures?
Like in the Appalachian Mountains?
Yes.
Oh,
specifically there.
Yeah.
Specifically there.
Yeah.
There's some weird
100%.
Out there. 100%. A billion percent.
Totally believe
I believe the locals when they say anything.
It's like, don't go out at night. You know that one TikTok sound that's like, if you see a dog doing the Macarena outside your door, that is not a dog.
That is not a dog.
But I totally believe in those.
No, me too.
I used to actually listen to this, like, podcast. Ugh, I would love to meet them. It's called Scared to Death.
Ooh.
And I had to stop watching it or listening because I was too paranoid. But it would do, like, scary stories. And the original, like, some of the first ones were, like, legends and stuff. And then the later ones were, like, stuff that, like, people would send into them.
Right.
And there were a ton about the Appalachian Mountains. And that apparently is how it's pronounced. Not Appalachia.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering. That's why I didn't say it after you, because I was like, I'm saying it wrong.
Apparently. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's how it's pronounced. I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty confident.
I believe you.
But
also, whatever. I believe most conspiracies, so I don't know.
Yeah. But I totally do believe in that.
No, me too.
I mean, yeah, because so many weird stuff. Because that's so many weird stuff, so much weird stuff. Mm-hmm. It's the same idea as, like, the Bermuda Triangle, I think, mm-hmm. is it's like, when does it get to a point where, like, enough has happened?
Right, and so many people
have, like, recounted it.
Yeah.
That it's kind of like, come on.
Yeah.
Same with, like, aliens.
Exactly.
I totally believe in aliens.
100%.
Because so many people, like, that are completely unrelated have had, like, similar experiences mm-hmm. or, like, recollections or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
No, that's a good one.
The pyramids or the aliens.
They were the aliens. But also, I totally, totally, totally believe in, like, the, like, with the pyramids, like, the ancient, like, tombs of, like, do not touch those. Yeah. You will be haunted. I'm like, yeah. They probably hexed. They probably put some on there. I believe you.
Well, my thing is, like, why? I don't know.
Like, right?
It's like we're going to build this massive pyramid, like, mm-hmm. way back in the day. Mm-hmm. But I feel like back then, it's like things were only built for pure functionality.
Yeah.
Like, you don't just build a pyramid because why not?
Yeah.
It's not like Minecraft where you're just like, you know, it'd be kind of cool if I built this whole thing out of quartz.
It's either function or to, like, show your wealth to other nations.
Or respect. So it could have been, like, a tomb thing. But also, I don't think so.
But also, like, every time that a tomb that should not be touched is touched, it's a bunch of dudes that were like, well, we wanted to look inside it. And it's like,
leave it there.
Just don't touch it. Walk away. No. Walk away.
I am like that, where it's like, you know what? I'm not going to chance it. Because I know so many people are like, it's whatever. It doesn't matter. Because, like, my boyfriend's like that. And he's always that kind of person that's mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, you're so scared. I'm like, I'm not going to mess with it.
Mm-mm.
Okay? I'm not going to. So.
I'm not willing to risk it.
No.
I am a knock on wood kind of gal.
Oh, I will
knock on wood every time. Mm-hmm. So, no, I'm not going to walk into the creepy psych ward. Like, no.
I forever knock on wood. I can't not.
I love knocking on wood.
I know. Some people look at me like I'm crazy. No. I do it at any given moment.
Yeah.
It's like when I say something, I'm like, oh, no. Wood.
Knock, knock, knock. Me too. I, like, look around and I'm like, oh, God. Oh, no, where is it?
No.
Where's the closest one?
Oh,
10 out of 10. Those were good conspiracies.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any more.
I don't know if there's any more. Leave us your favorite conspiracy theories.
Yes.
If there's any that you guys absolutely love and you didn't get, they were not heard in this podcast.
And you want to hear it? Tell us.
Let us know. And we can totally do a part two on this. And, like,
100%.
It would be kind of fun if we even, like, looked into them a little bit more.
Because
this is totally just off the dome right now.
Yeah.
Like, this, there's no computers, no research, no nothing.
There's no notes. There's no script.
Nope.
We're sitting on the floor.
Yep. Just
yapping.
Talking.
Yep. Yeah.
So, if there's any that you'd like us to further research or that you are some of your personal faves, let mm-hmm. us know, and we'll maybe do a part two.
Hopefully, there should be comments under this podcast, but we are struggling a little bit to get the comments to be available, so if you want to, like, reach out to us, I would recommend commenting on, like, the Instagram post mm-hmm. that we make of the podcast coming out, the Facebook post mm-hmm. of the comments coming out.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if you really want to be, like, super official, you could do letter to the editor, but that's not gonna get to us.
Yeah.
So I would definitely recommend just commenting on
I would
social
comment
media.
Or Instagram DM.
Yeah.
But,
you can DM us on Instagram. I do check those quite a bit. So if you have any comments, definitely reach out via Instagram, Facebook, whatever.
Yay. Perfect. Yay.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to also say that I'm working on a story, and me and Chloe are actually working on it together, and I'm so glad, because it is a monarch butterfly story, and I love butterflies so, so much, and they're right now, they're migrating south to Mexico for the winter, and they were recently put on the endangered species list, and they're a threatened species now, as of January of 2024.
Oh, I think I heard about that.
Yeah. So I put a little bit of information on there on how you can help the butterflies, but also
I got a picture.
Yes. Chloe got a beautiful picture. And talk to a conservationist about things that you can do to help and support, but definitely check that out when it comes out this Thursday.
Be on the lookout. They're flying above.
They are.
Above us right now.
They are.
And they're so beautiful.
It's amazing. I love butterflies so much.
I know.
They're like a little good luck thing that I think.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, so check us out on the website, tribunetimes.com. Mm-hmm. Check us out on Facebook, Tribune Times, Instagram, Tribune Times.
Yes.
I think that, yeah. I think we plugged everything. It up.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? I wanted to tell you guys about my butterfly story. I wanted to tell you to check out my stories. Mm. Social media. Oh my gosh! And we mentioned this 2 podcasts ago, but I wanted to bring it up one more time because I think it should be very soon, which is Dennis's book, yes. Our publisher. Chloe's it's doing so out. Much with it, and I'm so proud of her.
Aw, thanks.
But
yes, we've been working hard at the book, so it should be out sometime soon in the near future.
And not near future as in next 6 months, like soon.
Near future as in like in 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully soon. The next month. So definitely keep an eye out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening.
We've had the best time.
This was a really fun podcast.
This was a good episode.
I enjoyed this one a lot, actually.
I think this was my favorite.
No, me too. Yeah. So far, it's definitely a favorite.
Yeah.
No offense to the counties or the festivals, but I love the conspiracy so much. They're so fun.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed. Yes. Don't be afraid to reach out.
Yeah. Reach out. Message us. Comment. Repost, do anything.
Share, perhaps, if you feel so inclined.
Or tell your friends to listen, maybe. Crazy thought.
I don't know, man.
If you wanted to, I guess.
I don't know.
All right, well.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.